Psalm 101, Preface. A government permeated by integrity and diligent in ruling, according to good and just laws, is one of the best earthly blessings which we can enjoy in this life. That we are enabled to live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty is largely dependent on the government, whose office it is to protect and promote the virtuous and to restrain and to punish the vicious. So St. Peter writes, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well." Civil officers, elected by their fellow citizens, are to seek the good of their country with diligence and prudence. In their office, they are to show all good fidelity, setting an example of industry, honesty, and integrity. And the receiving of bribes should be far from them. Neither should they soil their hands with unjust gain and oppression of the poor, always remembering in all things that the example of the officers has a great influence on the morals of the citizens, either for good or for evil. And because, in a republic, the officers are elected by the people, every citizen should do his part to promote the election of men of integrity and ability, and should not forget his country in his prayers. Some virtues which rulers and all house fathers should practice are described in the 101st Psalm. David's Instructions to Rulers, a Psalm of David. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slanders his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Summary. Here David sets forth himself as a pattern for civil rulers and heads of families, laying down excellent rules which will apply both for the government of a nation and a household. Legislators and executive officers in all departments and all householders, each in his sphere, are to encourage virtue and piety, and to check and suppress all wickedness. This David calls singing of mercy and judgment, because all who have the rule over others should so use their authority as to make it a terror to the evil, a praise to the good, a protection for the weak, a refuge for the oppressed. Specially worthy of note is that David wanted no slanderers or proud men at his court. Neither did he countenance liars and deceivers. When he wanted a servant, he sought him among the faithful and the upright. This is a rule, the observance of which is very conducive to the welfare of a household, because the wickedness of the servants is very apt to corrupt the minds of the children. Prayer. Lord our God, who art Lord of lords and King of kings, thanks be unto thee, because thou hast blessed our beloved country with good and liberal institutions of government. Preserve to our land civil and religious liberty. Give able and faithful rulers in offices high and low, and cause righteousness and peace to flourish in the land unto its welfare and thy praise. Amen.